Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Francis Tang is on the hotline right now from California. The drip stick, if you go to awkwardessentials.com.
Caps and drip! People are on your seats and slips.
When you're filled up with goo.
Yeah, you know just what to do. When you're filled up to the brim.
You drip stick it.
You took a big payload from him.
Better drip stick it.
Before it's running down your leg.
You best drip stick it.
Now stick it. Up in you. Sopping up all of that goo. No more messing up your bed. With a new drip stick. It's not too late. When you're dripping, the drip stick's good.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now.
As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep,
the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
It is www.awkwardessentials.com. Awkwardessentials.com. And are you there, Francis? Francis, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, Johnny. How's it going?
Well, I'm stuck in my house with COVID, so I don't normally have a beautiful voice, but it's a little less than the superfluous, beautiful voice you would normally have.
So. I'm so sorry to hear about pre-Thanksgiving COVID.
I know, but we saw this last week, and I go, Jake, I was talking to Jake, our producer, and I go, have you seen this? Because being a guy, I thought maybe there was already something like this. I didn't know it had not been invented until you finally took care of it.
No, and we hear this from guys all the time. They're like, what is she doing in the bathroom? Like, why is she in there?
Because, well, and my girlfriend, I ride motorcycles. And she goes, she's going to love me for this. She'll be like, hey, we should talk about how the ending's going to go. Because afterwards, if we're going to go ride the bike, you know, an hour later, sometimes it's not the best feeling in the world.
Oh, yeah. Squishy pants, the worst.
Yeah. Right? Because what guys don't understand is it doesn't, and I guess I didn't understand this, the majority can happen at that point, like after sex, but later down the road, there's another volley, if you will.
Yes, it doesn't absorb. It's not like this endless cavern, which for some reason people think it is.
Right.
We have the internet, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And so it just comes out.
Yeah. Vagina doesn't eat semen, fellas. That's what you need to know. It doesn't swallow your semen. It's and as men, we don't even consider this because it's just not in our wheelhouse. So you invented the drip stick, which is the thing it reminded me of is with the thing they clean the glasses with.
Bottle brush?
Yes. Like a sweet, gentle, much more sexy bottle brush.
Yes, it's a sexy bottle brush for your vagina.
I'm a man. I'm doing the best I can with this. But I think it's fantastic, and it's a grand idea. And so, is this your first foray into female essentials?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I created the drip stick just because I didn't like the after sex cleanup. Some people are cool with it. Some people are like, I like to keep it in and remind me of what happened last night at work. But personally,
no.
We hear it all the time. They're like, I like it. And we're like, cool. good for you. Personally, not a fan. And so just like rolling off the bed, running to the bathroom, I tried so many things. I Googled it so many times, came across a lot of weird stuff on the internet right. in the midst of my research. Of course, Yahoo Answers does not exist anymore for a reason. But I couldn't find a solution, and everything was like for the outside and not for the inside. And right. I'm like, okay, like, bro, it's inside. How do I get it out from the inside? And it got to the point where I was like using my finger to like get it out. And I'm like, this is not the way, right? Like, this is an ordeal. Like, I got to jump in the shower. And so I love baking. And every time I would make a cake and use a rubber spatula to scrape cake batter out of a bowl, cake batter is very thick. Cake batter looks like baby batter. I would think, wow, it would be so great if I had a spatula for my vagina. I could just get it out in one swoop, not have to deal with it. And so that's how the idea was born. It is not a rubber spatula. It's a medical grade sponge that just absorbs everything almost instantly.
But now I'm like, well, if you had a really small rubber silicone spatula, maybe it would be effective.
You know, that doesn't sound comfortable.
No, I didn't know. Yes, yeah, now, by the way, that's completely stuck in my head. That's that image isn't going away for a minute this morning. You created this, and so how long did it take to, because if, for those of you listening, you don't know, if you bring a real item to market, it's funny to talk about, but it's a real item, which means you have to do research and development to make sure it's not harmful.
Yeah, it took time. I mean, yeah. It seems really simple, right? People see it and they're like, oh, it's just a sponge on a stick. But to make sure it's safe and that it's a material that's safe for your vagina, like, it took a long time. And so it was very much like your kind of Bay Area startup story, where I did all this research and I had 20,000 units in my parents' house. And they were like, what is going on? Why do you have all these baby batter sticks in our house? Like, you know, where are you going with this? And so it took almost a year to kind of come up with the idea, get the prototype, get that first 20,000. And then we were lucky enough that we accidentally went viral. So we basically accidentally launched in the UK. A writer from Huffington Post UK happened to find the website. Just, it was like Baby Francis saying like, okay, is anyone going to be interested in this? I have no idea. Hey, can anyone on the internet just take a look? She saw the website. She did an article. We went viral in the UK, and there was like 30 articles all over the UK and US within one day. And that was when I started shipping hundreds of dripsticks out of my parents' house.
By the way, did you put the bill for all this yourself, or did your parents have to loan you a little money for the startup?
I did. So I was working as a wedding photographer to try to keep myself alive while I was working on this business. So I was like, which is, I guess it's kind of related, not really, a little. So I was like shooting weddings on the weekends, and then I was doing this on the weekdays. I went through a small business accelerator, and I remember pitching this product, and people just like had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, no,
they were like,
no.
Oh, is it a wipe? Or like, is it like a suction machine for your vagina? Like, it's just going to like suck it out. And I'm like, no, your husband can do that if he wants, you know,
yeah,
like that's not what it is.
That's called a fetish. That's a whole nother category in the Pornhub.
You should see our comment section. Our comment section is quite the dumpster fire.
Well, by the way, the best illustration of this is the Twinkie GIF.
Yeah, so that Twinkie came to, because people were like, I don't understand, how does it work? So I went on Amazon to look for like an anatomical plastic vagina like you'd see on at the doctor's office, but they're so expensive. Like, you wouldn't believe how expensive these plastic clear vaginas are. And so I'm like, I can't afford that. Like, what do I do? And so being a baker and a sugar addict, I was like, okay, well, what is cream filled? Like, how can I demonstrate this?
It's perfect.
So I picked up a box of Twinkies, filmed it with my iPhone, and that Twinkie video of just the dripstick going in the Twinkie, giving it a little twirl, removing it, removing the cream was what I think helped this go viral.
Yeah, no, because it's exactly right. There, we all, as an adult, it's got to be shocking when enough, especially, it's one thing for a guy, maybe we're just essentially stupid, but for a girl to go, I don't get it. What do you mean you don't get it? Like, which part of you don't get it? Like, I mean, this is, it's real. The one thing I didn't know is that I knew girls would run to the bathroom afterwards, but I didn't know that there was the later on, the second volley of, if you know, you're hanging out and all of a sudden, and that one will happen. That's the one that is the day ruiner, right?
Yeah, and I think all vaginas are different. So some people need the dripstick immediately. Some people need it the next day. Like I said, some people don't need it, or they like to keep it in there. Like, it's completely up to your own personal comfort. But all girls should go to the bathroom and pee anyways to prevent UTIs. Right.
Listen, it's awkwardessentials.com. You can wipe the outside. And I'm a guy. I'm a jump up and get a washcloth guy. That's the situation. Yeah. But there's nothing I can do for the inside, and I'm definitely not gonna. I'm not gonna do it myself. You know what I mean? Whatever a guy likes to do, I too have seen that online, and I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna do that.
It's not for you.
That's not for me, Clay. Taking it back is, if you will, is not for me.
Take backsies?
Yeah, no. Once I give it to you, then it's a gift. It's yours now.
Take a gift back. It's true.
That's right. I'm certainly not gonna. I'm not gonna recycle it, if you will. Mm-mm. It's just not for me. It's just, that's it. So this is a perfect gift. I think it's a perfect gift across the board. I think it's funny, but I think it's. Well, isn't it weird? If you're just joining the show, we're with Francis Tang here, who's got awkwardessentials.com. This is part of sex. Part of sex is you ejaculate, and then it goes somewhere, right? And you got to deal with it. And if you don't want to be pregnant, you have to use birth control. And then there's the simple physics of it all. But isn't it weird that we're in 2022, we can fly these rockets everywhere, we have these incredible phones, we have all this stuff, and it took till now to you to pioneer a goddamn goo sponge.
Yeah, I don't know. When I was creating it, I was like, am I a crazy person? Is there a reason why this doesn't exist? Like, this has been happening since the beginning of time, and people just deal with it?
Yeah, that's it. Because everybody wants to just look the other way. You know what it is? It's that weird sex shaming that goes along with everything, man. Everybody's like, just don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. I'm like, you better talk about it. I get it. If it were guys, it would have already been an answer for this.
It's true. It's totally true. And it's so funny because people assume that it was created by a guy. And I was like, someone point me to the men who are thinking about women like this in advance, about our comfort.
No. I've had this discussion with my girlfriend, and I'm like, well, then let's just decide where it's going to go ahead of time. Like, let's just have that talk.
Yeah, like, let's not preemptively plan for a product to create this. Yeah, no, I'm not a guy. It was not created by a guy. But we get that all the time because I think so many products for women have been created by men. So, like, people assume. But I was like, no, it's for me because I don't like it. I'm lazy.
Well, this is a perfect Christmas gift, especially for someone who's newly divorced. You're running off to college. I mean, hell, if you're a cool mom, put this in because you know it's true. I know dads don't want to think about it, but in the end, it's going to happen. This is the way life works. And you've got bundles, right?
Yeah, we do. So we have a 69 pack of dripsticks. We have a 100 pack of dripsticks. We just launched all of our Black Friday bundles today. And so we have a bestie threesome because we know that people talk about this with their friends. So it's perfect to gift to your friends.
Can you imagine? I see a picture of the girl wearing the Jizz Machine sweats.
You know, I was going to say we have Jizz Machine sweatpants, but I didn't know if I could say that on the air.
I'm thinking about my friends who have daughters, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ. You walk into their college room, and you're like, is my kid wearing a Jizz Machine sweatpants? Like, your head would come off. Your entire head would explode as a father. But
sorry.
I know, yeah. Truth is, I know. She is, Dad. That's just the way it works. You, listen, those can all be ordered by Christmas, right?
Yeah, so we have all of our Black Friday bundles. They are live. Shipping is crazy town right now. So if anyone wants to grab a box of dripsticks, they can go to awkwardessentials.com to get them in time for Christmas.
You guys, what about putting them out in vending machines?
You know, we've thought about it. We've had a vending machine turn us down in an office building.
I've been to places in New York that have the crazy vending machines where it'll have a personal vibrator, lubricant, condoms, morning after pills, a Bible, you know, for throw lozenges.
Just in case.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, across the board. I've seen these in New York. I feel like if you could get in the right, like the Standard Hotel, like the Standard Hotels in New York City and across in L.A. and stuff, those are pretty adult hotels. Those guys would probably go for this, you know, even part of their hotel romance packages.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone listening knows anyone, we did test out, we were in this like uterus vending machine in New York that another company put together, and it was really cool. And so we were with birth control, tampons, a lot of other feminine hygiene products. So that was really awesome, but it was temporary. I had no idea that there was like permanent vending machines for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. Hotels I've been in, I've been like, okay, I got to take a picture of this. It's just too funny. But yeah, they also sell those crazy romance packages. You know, have you seen those at some of the higher end hotels? You can, it's basically part of like the mini bar if you crack it.
Oh.
Open. So there's ones with like lubricant, condoms, a little vibrator or whatever. But why not see if you can get some of those hotels to put that in there and see if they'll take those.
Yeah, no, I'm into it for sure.
All right. Listen, I'm just an idea guy, Francis. That's all I do. I give it to you freely. I hope the drip stick is huge for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, and I apologize. I know it's a weird connection, and I sound like I've been just gargling glass for 3 days. But, yeah, it is what it is, man. I appreciate you coming by the show today and putting up with all the shenanigans.
No, thank you for having me. I hope you feel better soon.
Caps and drip! People were on your sheets and slips.
When you're filled up with goo.
Yeah, you know just what to do. When you're filled up to the brim.
You dripstick it.
You took a big payload from him.
Better dripstick it.
Before it's running down your leg.
You best dripstick it.
Now stick it. Up in you. Sopping up all of that goo. No more messing up your bed.
With a new dripstick. It's not too late. When you're dripping, the dripstick's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.